Jay Inslee just finished his State of the State speech. And, oh, my goodness, he is excited. What is he excited about?
I'm inspired by the development of Washington State's newest apple, the Cosmic Crisp, which is on your desks. Congratulations to Washington State University for what they've done.
Okay. Got a new apple. What else are you excited about, Jay?
In Washington, where more students qualify for free tuition than ever before, because we passed the single best college financial aid program in the nation.
Okay, so he wants free college. He wants, he loves the apples. And you excited about anything else, Mr. Governor?
We experience the best of Washington when we come together. And one of our own soccer players knows this well. She stands for strength, spirit, and the best of who we are. And of course, I'm talking about Megan Rapinoe.
We have a lot of great athletes in this state, but if you want to get a shout out, you got to be the most radical leftist athlete to be a part of the State of the State speech. Oh, my goodness. Also, in a question and answer with the Seattle Times, Jay Inslee wants to bring back what he calls the low carbon fuel standard. What it actually is? A gas tax. In California, their low carbon fuel standard added 9 cents a gallon. We already have the second highest. Maybe we passed Pennsylvania. Maybe we have the highest now. Gas tax in the United States. Jay Inslee wants to add about 9 cents a gallon to reduce your driving because, oh, they have nothing but hatred and contempt for suburban families that need cars to live their lives. And what I love is the Seattle Times asked, what do you say to people who feel that a low-carbon fuel standard effectively amounts to a gas tax? And Inslee's response, a penny, and it could go up over time. And he said that it's all worth it, though, if people will start driving less. So, once again, they want a road tax. That's the big push. Tax you for every inch you drive. That will become variable pricing. So every road will become a toll road. That'll hit families for thousands of dollars a year. He wants to add to the gas tax. And where's that gas tax money going to go? They're going to take it from the people who must drive their cars, whether it be for work or family or just personal preference. And they're going to take that money not to improve roads, but they're going to give it to the criminal. Mass transit. And when I say criminal, you know, the criminal investigation has been launched on the Seattle streetcar and Sound Transit and all of that by the feds. It is a criminal operation, and they're trying to find a way to scam even more money from you and me. As always, I'll stay on top of it. I will keep you informed, and together we got to fight the tsunami that's coming.